flying. Thousands come to see, and a few get to ride in it. They can climb from fore to aft inside the B-24 or the B-17, into the nose turret or the tail gunner turret. They can sit at the bomb sight or at the radio man's position. They can move forward or aft on the catwalk, see the bombs in their rack or the oxygen tanks, and everything else. On the B-24, the waist windows are open. In flight, wind streams flow through the planes to the tail. Although Hugh and I went up only a couple thousand feet above the ground on a lovely October day in central Pennsylvania from Williamsport to Harrisburg, it was cold. The flights in the big craft were bumpy, noisy, and a perfect delight. Flying the B-24 and the B-17 from the co-pilot's seat, even in smooth weather, little winds, few clouds, made you and me realize how cumbersome those bombers are, how long it takes for them to respond to the controls, how difficult they are to turn. But the flying brought smiles to our faces and joy to our hearts, smiles as big as all outdoors and joy as deep as the ocean. It was an experience with machines that could be compared only to being at the controls of a local